We're back on QR Calgary with More Than Money. Leanna, you said something before the break that really got a lot of buzz, text messages coming in. What did you just say?
You might have more saved for your retirement than you were thinking about, okay, or you thought you did.
Most people don't believe that, don't understand that. You kind of caught people off guard. There might be people driving on the highway that just pulled over to hear this part. People have more than they expect.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's a conversation that I frequently have with people where they're surprised about how much they actually have available to them in their retirement.
Okay, walk us through. Give us an example. You've met with some people, and we're going to keep the names private to protect the innocent on this one. What happened? What happened in this situation?
It's not just the situation, but I'll give you an example from just this week. We were going through somebody's retirement plan because they're getting ready to retire, finally pull the trigger and send that email so that they can finally quit their jobs and move on and do the things that they actually want to do. So we were going through the numbers for this family, and it was really interesting to have the conversation with them because they have a few sources of income. They have a pension through work. They have some government benefits, CPP, OAS, all of those things. And it was like they weren't thinking about all of those things together. They'd never sat down and actually added each of those pieces together to figure out what their actual cash flow would look like. So when we sat down and we were talking about their cash flow, it was really interesting to see them realize that most of their retirement didn't actually need to come from their savings. It was more of a tax management problem. And then some of the retirement came from their savings. But for the most part, they had more money than they actually thought they did.
So do you find that when people start to plan for retirement, it's like a shoebox of information? They throw everything in there. They have no idea what really is in the shoebox. Mm-hmm. They kind of cross their fingers and say, can you calculate for me if I can do this or not?
Absolutely. That's the number one conversation we have.
And so what causes someone to just bring the shoebox to you versus doing a little bit of work in advance so that they have an idea before they walk in and meet with someone like yourself?
I think it's intimidating, and you'll probably have noticed this too when you're talking to people and you're doing their retirement plans or talking to them about what they might have available to them for retirement. First of all, there's a few things that are difficult to understand, or there's not that much information out there about. So do you have a defined contribution plan or a defined benefit plan? What's the difference? What does it mean? Do you get a lump sum of money? Do you get a regular payout? What should you choose? Because you're given options, but you don't always have the right guidance to actually choose which of those options is most advantageous to you. A lot of people forget about their government benefits. You've been paying into CPP for a long time. And, you know, if you kind of get near the maximum and you're getting between $1,000 and $1,300 a month, it's nothing to sneeze at in terms of income. And then OAS is the other thing that people, I think, frequently forget about.
So it's one part is forgetting about it. The other part of it is seeing how it all mashes together. And so you kind of mentioned old age security people kind of forget about, so they know it comes up when in the conversation. Canadian pension plan, most people that I meet with for the first time have no idea how much they're going to get unless they've gone online and checked it out. And then they're taking some sort of a sample of what it might look like. Many Canadians do not have a company pension plan, so they may not be in that position to look at that. But those who do, and as they get those choices presented to them, meaning that they look at that statement that says, if you want to take all of your pension for a certain period of time and you don't get any benefit to your significant other in the event that you pass away, and or that you want less money but more guarantee of time, like there's different options that come to their play. And they look at it and they either freeze, they make a quick decision because they look at maybe just the number. This is how much income I'm going to get, so pick the highest one. Or they don't know how it fits in the bigger piece of the puzzle. Mm-hmm. What are some of the steps that you go through when you're trying to put this puzzle together to help them pick out the right decision when it comes to pension selection?
So I'm also going to toss in there if you have a company savings plan.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it doesn't have to be a pension, it could be an RSP that you've had matched or something like that. It's another pot of money. And there's different ways to handle, you know, a defined benefit versus defined contribution, picking the pension number versus not. There's a couple of things to look at, and please feel free to jump in here. Sure. But a couple of the things that we look at are, what are your actual cash flow needs? That's kind of the starting point for all of that. The next piece to it is, where is that going to come from? And it's not necessarily how much can I get? It's how do I make it sustainable for the longest period of time?
What's interesting is that the scenarios or the selection of, let's say, a defined benefit pension plan is pretty standard. The choices that you have, the dollar amounts will vary based on your own circumstance, but the choices are standard. What people don't understand is that when it comes to their own financial situation, not all decisions should be the same. And so what I find when I sit down with one couple, for example, and they've got a pension, defined benefit pension plan, the best outcome or selection is fairly different to a solo retiree, to ones that have a big gap in age between the two partners. If one partner has a medical condition or is on a situation where they want not going to have longevity mm-hmm. in their life, these are different parameters. So you're correct when you look at how does it fit in the cash flow. Now we match cash flow to circumstance. And their circumstance is so unique. So it is not a back of a paper napkin kind of conversation. And what's very interesting is today Canadians are going to financial planners, mm-hmm. advisors, and saying, here's my selection choice. Here's my menu of options. Which one should I take? And no analysis is done on not only the financial, but the circumstance of the couple or the individual.
You're exactly right. It is something that is very specific to somebody's circumstances. What do you actually need in your life is the number one question that should be asked when it comes to making these decisions. And that's something that I frequently get is questions from people that says, well, what's generally the right answer for this? Or the other kind of flip side question is, well, how much money can I take? And those are not necessarily the right, there's no right answer to that question because, well, I can tell you, we can do the math, we can run a plan and say, yeah, you can take X amount for the next 30 years. Is that going to allow you to actually live the way that you want to?
And remember how everything kind of stitches together. I use the puzzle example, but let's talk about how it stitches together. If you've got a defined benefit pension plan that's paying out a certain amount of cash flow, one thing we have to look at is what happens when CPP kicks in. Is it bridged to CPP? Should you defer CPP or not? And then at some point, old age security will kick in. Now, if you have a bunch of savings as well and you're receiving income because, I don't know, the government is forcing you to take money out of your RSPs, which is called a RIF,
mm-hmm.
that comes on top. Maybe you're going to lose some of that old age security. These are issues we're going to cover at our upcoming seminar. Now, we've got two dates, two different cities. When are they?
The first one is in Lethbridge. It's on Tuesday, September 24th, 7 p.m. at the Sandman Signature. The second one is in Calgary, October 29th, 7 p.m. in person at the Hamptons Golf and Country Club. Now, you do need to register for both of those, and for more information on them, please head over to our website at pkag.ca or connect with us on Facebook.
Now, remember what Leanne has been talking about when it comes to the pension and stuff. You're going to find a lot of people having concerns and questions of when do I take and how much should I take? Pensions, CPP, old age security, your entire approach to retirement is going to be a key thing here. And understanding how this all works out is very important. You want to have a proper strategy going into this. And that's why we strongly want to see you and recommend that you come to our seminar either in Calgary or Lethbridge. Don't forget to go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. So, Leanna, thank you for joining us today and filling in for Dave. I think today was a great session and show talking about inflation, talking about the impacts to companies, how to select the right mix for you when it comes to pensions, CPP, and old age security. And I want to thank you for joining us on QR Calgary with More Than Money. Don't forget to connect with us on our website at morethanmoneyray.com and sign up for our newsletter. We'll see you next week, and thank you for joining us.
David Popowicz and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood Gundy & Calgary. The views of David Popowicz and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Private Wealth consists of services provided by CIBC and certain of its subsidiaries, including CIBC Wood Gundy, a division of CIBC World Markets Inc.